I started getting involved in the Nine Can Project a while back, only because I knew it was dangerous, but I wasn't informed enough on it. And I did a 6-month, inquiry into all the stuff to put together a proposal for requesting money to do an environmental impact study for Gunasadage. And then I started to be aware of all of the different things that were taking place with that mining project. And you don't need to start drilling to have fallout. All you need is a gust of wind or a disturbance of the rocks or anything to release the radon. And the thing is that Gunasadage and all of this region around the Nyokan project, like Point Calumet, La Trappe, St. Joseph, Zadak, all of that, they're all contaminated already. And we've been known in this area way before all of this started that we had the highest amount of radon around this area. So if they start to drill, you can just imagine what we're going to be experiencing. And here they are saying, they're telling the farmers were making good points that, they have that Rizo Roost that passes. It's like a creek. And they're going to dilapidate that. They're going to take all the water from that. And they're trying to say, well, we'll provide you with water and stuff like that. And don't worry about it. Your wells won't go dry and all of this. And in reality, when I did that study, I saw that they're going to be taking 3,500 gallons per minute of water to drill. Okay, so where are they going to get that water from? And then the waste. They said they have tumblers that will be taking care of all the waste, and they're going to be filtering it out until it comes out nice and clean. But what happens to the rest of it? It's dumped into the Lake of Two Mountains.
No shit.
Yes.
They're going to use that as
they're going to dump it in there. Yes.
And that'll be totally clean, right? Like little kids.
Yeah. I mean, spare them and just have a big oil slick go through it before that happens. At least they'll die quicker. We know that we're going to be contaminated here. A lot of the people run by well systems. The farmers do, for sure. And a lot of them made pleas out there. And we had one farmer that he farms, watermelon. And he's actually number one in Canada for his watermelons. They're bio...
organic.
Yeah, organic, okay. Watermelon. And he said to them, he says... I that's been generations, and I don't want to let that go. And I'm not just going to move from here because of this mining project. There's no way. But if this starts, I'm forced to leave. I can't grow that. It will no longer be organic. It'll be contaminated. It'll be glowing.
And is Neocan going to pay for him to move and for him to set up a new farm?
Well, you see, when they asked what's in place for the people there as far as, things like this, and they said, we have an emergency fund, he said. This is Mr. Fauché. And he says, we have $100,000 in place. Okay, that's not even enough to pay for one chemo treatment, buddy. And, all the... What about the houses and stuff? This is ridiculous. I mean, the surrounding areas within... Like one of the specialists brought up, they're claiming that it's only going to affect the 2-kilometer radius around the mining project.
Okay.
He says, try tripling that. Try quadrupling that. It's going to really affect on a wide scale, but they're suspecting only 2-kilometer radius.
Well, I'm not a scientist, and I don't know, parts per million, but that stuff spreads.
Yeah.
Quickly, too. Mm-hmm. Quickly. And it goes on fallout, it goes on to vegetation sold at markets, and he even brought it up to Mr. Zayed, who's the BAP president. He says, I'll give you a scenario. He says, your wife sends you to the store to buy vegetables. You go to the store, you're buying the vegetables, your basket is full of vegetables, and I come up to you and say they come from St. Sophia, are you still going to buy it? And he says, I'm sorry, I can't answer that question. The government holds a $427,000 stake in the $6 million project. So, it's Richard Fauché's, Nyokan's president, told one newspaper that opposition to the mine is politically motivated, okay? Mohawks have a claim on the land. This is what... he dismisses concerns about safe drinking water, saying Nyokan will install new water systems, worries of additional radioactive contamination. Fauché says the slag will be no more, no less radioactive when treated and sealed in old, unused mine shafts. So, no, there's lots of things here that rise questions. We have tons of correspondence here. Different letters that we've launched to the government explaining our positions on the Nyokan issue. And all we keep getting back from these government officials is letters of acknowledgement. Thank you. We received your letter. Ta. See you later.
I want to talk a little bit about some of the political connections, because everything seems to be really closely intertwined with the elections and the corporate the bodies that they're using, like the KMPG. Just KPMG. all the political
Well, when that was brought up at the BAP, which we brought up, I mean, in their financial report again, it says that KPMG is their auditors. When we spoke to KPMG about maybe a month ago concerning our elections, because we thought it would be a conflict of interest because they're doing stuff for NioCan, and they said, no, it wouldn't be a conflict of interest because we're just doing figures for them. If we were actually doing studies for them, it would be a different story. And I said, really? I said, so then it would be a conflict of interest if you did do a study? And they said, oh, yes. And so I said, oh, that's pretty interesting. I said, because I have information right in front of me, I said, that states that you did a social economical study for NioCan. And then at that point, they said, well, I guess then we can't do your elections because it would be a conflict of interest. My point to the BAP was also, not only was our land claims a big issue in this, in that whole argument that I was giving to NioCan, but the fact that why shouldn't the people in Gunnisadaga know what they're up against? Why not inform them and tell them what you're planning on doing here? And not in French, in English. And I said, by doing this in French, you're automatically excluding the population of Gunnisadaga because the languages spoken in my territory are either Mohawk as a number one language or English as number two. Three is French, and there's not many people that do speak French. So, you know, and we brought up the connections of KPMG, and we brought up the connection of one of their board of the members of their board, whose name is Dale Smith. He's a chartered accountant and director of NioCan. And here he said, it says that he worked for 23 years in public accounting practices with Deloitte and Touche. And Deloitte and Touche was involved in some of, or Jimmy tried to involve them in some of our political strifes here. So you have those two entities. And then I brought up the fact that we thought that Communication Strategie was their PR firm. And when I asked them who their PR firm is, they said they don't want to answer that. But when I said, well, we understand or we've heard that it was, the, you know, Communication Strategie, and they shut my mic off.